Chapter 6, Introduction to Construction. Effective March 6th of 2003, carbon monoxide alarms must be installed in newly constructed one- and two-family homes, townhouses, and in dwelling units located in buildings of group R2 occupancies owned as a condominium or cooperative. When any of these types of properties are offered for sale, a carbon monoxide detector must also be in place. At least one alarm must be provided in each dwelling unit, and it must be installed in the immediate vicinity of a bedroom on the lowest floor level of the dwelling unit containing a bedroom. Property condition disclosures have been required since 2002. All 1-4 family property types are covered, except condos and co-ops, or in any case where the land is not owned by the specific property owner. There are specific exemptions, including those properties which are part of a foreclosure, divorce, or an estate. Failure to provide a property condition disclosure form can result in a $500 credit being given to the purchaser of a home by the seller. The foundation provides support for the house. Parts of the foundation include the foundation walls, columns, slab, pilasters, piles, piers, and beams. The footing is hidden, and its purpose is to distribute the weight of the home over a larger area. Rebar, or metal reinforcing rods found in concrete foundations, provide additional strength. The foundation is part of the substructure. Piers extend above the grade level and are part of the substructure. In pier and beam foundations, the foundation slab lies on top of a series of spaced columns known as piers. Starting from the lowest level, we have the footing or base, then the column or pier, which supports the sill and is attached to the pier by anchor bolts. The floor joists follow as we continue to work our way up. Immediately above the floor joists is the sole plate. Always remember, the sill plate is lower than the sole plate. Mat and raft foundations are also known as floating foundations. Foundations formed with a single pouring of concrete is referred to as monolithic. Now we look at the superstructure. The term superstructure generally refers to that portion of a building above grade that rests on the substructure. After the foundation is in place, the framing begins. Framing, in the most general sense, refers to the structural load-bearing skeleton of an improvement. Platform framing is the most common type of wood frame construction we have. In platform framing, each story or floor of a building is completed at a time and thus serves as a platform for the next floor. You should be familiar with where the soffit is located. The soffit is the area underneath the rafters that you have to look up and under to see. The fascia is the area that you look straight on at that's usually covered by the gutters. You should be familiar with truss roof framing. That's truss roof framing. We have upper cords and lower cords and W diagonals along with gusset plates. Upper cords, lower cords, W diagonals, and gusset plates. Joist and rafter roof framing is the other type of framing we have for roofs. We have a ridge board, rafter, collar beam, and ceiling joist. Those are the parts of a joist and rafter roof. Ridge board is at the top. Rafter are the angled sides. The collar beam, which connects the rafters, and the ceiling joist. You should also be familiar with the components of a window. The transom is the upper horizontal part of the window. The mullion is the section that runs vertically and separates the two windows. The jamb is on the side. The sill is at the bottom. The stile is located on the door part that opens. The rail is right above the sill on the opening portion of a window. GFCI stands for Ground Fault Circuit Interrupter. You should be familiar with roof types. We have mansard, gambrel, shed, gable, hip, and saltbox, to name a few. Post and beam framing makes up the next most popular type of wood frame construction. In post and beam framing, beams are spaced as much as 7 to 8 feet apart and are supported on posts and exterior walls. Many older homes utilize balloon framing. This type of wood construction is no longer used, primarily because of the poor fire resistance offered due to the long spans of continuous space between floor levels in the home. The type of construction used frequently in single-family homes is wood frame construction. Homes made of wood are less expensive overall to build and are flexible to design and style. Radon. Radon is an odorless, tasteless, radioactive gas that's been found in homes across the country. The more energy efficient your home, the better chance that radon will be trapped inside. Passive radon testing devices do not use electricity to function. They're typically charcoal canisters and alpha track detectors. We rate radon based on picocuries. A level of higher than 4 picocuries per liter is considered excessive by the EPA. Then we look at the plumbing system. There are three main parts to a plumbing system: the fresh water supply system bringing water in, the drainage system with water running out, and the ventilation piping system, which keeps out the sewer gases and makes for the proper operation of the system. Electrical system, there's some things you should be familiar with. Amperage refers to the strength of a current and is often noted on the circuit breaker or fuse panel. The lower the number or gauge of the wire, the thicker the wire and the more amps it will carry. The higher the number, the thinner the wire and the less amps it will carry. Heating systems you should be familiar with. We have hot water steam, forced hot air, and radiant, to name a few. The term BTU, or British Thermal Units, represents heat output as a result of the energy source used. You should know that gas pipes for heating and cooking are made of black iron and are situated throughout the home in such a way that they are well ventilated. These black iron pipes should never be placed in areas where there is a lack of ventilation, and especially should never be placed in poured concrete. Plans and specifications. Plans are scale drawings of the building and its various components. This includes floor plans, elevation sections, and construction details. Specifications are written text. It tells what the builder is going to use for materials and what construction techniques will follow. You should know that wood that has a moisture content higher than 19 is considered green. We always want to use wood that's considered dry. That would be 19% or less. 19% or less is considered dry. Otherwise, if it's greater than that, it's green. Next, we look at insulation. The higher the R value, the better the insulation. R values are additive. So if you have R value of 10 plus another roll of insulation, it's R value of 15, you'd have a total R value of 25. Next, we look at New York's home improvement law. New York State requires that the sale of home improvement goods and services that cost more than $500 to a homeowner, co-op owner, or tenant conform to certain regulations. A copy of a written plain English contract must be given to the customer before any work is done. New Home Construction Warranty. In New York State, a buyer of a newly constructed home receives the following warranties. 1 year protection against faulty workmanship and defective materials for everything. 2 years protection against defective installation of electrical, plumbing, heating, cooling, and ventilation systems. 6 years protection against major structural defects, such as roof and structural problems, as well as foundation issues, etc. So we've got 1, 2, and 6 year protection periods.